gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/10/2020, and it's Good Friday. And I'll tell you, when we say Good Friday, that's very interesting, because I'll tell you what the Lord based on Good Friday is just incredible. All right. And I was just reading here in Luke, Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple, the elders which were come to him, he said, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. He was definitely up against the power of darkness. I'll tell you, they beat him and scourged him. And when they say scourge, people don't realize they use like a cat of nine tails on somebody's back, you know, with the little leather whip-like deals that had the little piece of metal or bone or whatever in them that would then rip skin off the back. And I'll tell you what, the best thing I can tell you is that what they did to him is that the power of the blood of Jesus washed away your sins. And if you will ask him, you get on your knees and you confess your sins to the Lord Jesus and repent of your sins to him. Repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll give you everlasting life in heaven. And he rose on the third day. He rose on the Sunday. He rose on the day, and the stone was rolled away. And I will tell you what. Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What a wonderful gift that he gave you there, if you would just stop and read it and look at the punctuation. Read the red letters. That's John 14. That's verse 12. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you in a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? You want to see him manifest himself to you? Well, look at verse 21 in John 14. Just read John 14 all the way through. Oh, Lord, man, I'm telling you, this is just, what a wonderful gift. What the best deal in town. Repent of your sins, the Lord Jesus. Ask him to come in your heart and to be your Savior. Because this is the day that the powers that be, this is the day that the new world order of that era, this is the day that the devil's crew worked on him, and he went through it all and bore it all, and with his blood, he's washing your sins away, if you'll just but take up and do what I told you to do. What a good deal. What a marvelous opportunity. And what a better time to do it than now? I don't think so. This could be the last chance you get. You don't know. The time of the choosing is now, you see. Because all of the Bill Gateses and the Heinz Kissingers and the and apparently this current man who has gotten rid of the title of Vicar of Christ. He no longer puts that in his titles. And all of the different other people who have got the giant this, that, and the other and have gone more to the Lucy rather than to speak the words of Lord Jesus directly and read them to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, on this Good Friday, we want to be on the Good Friday. And I can't even get on Skype tonight. Isn't that interesting? And knock the Skype out so bad. I'm going to have to reinstall the stuff. It just don't even work anymore, you see. Won't even show up as a page. And, oh, I know there's computer fixing that, but no, that's not the point. They knocked it out last night. So I'm here again talking to you live as best I can. And I will say this to you. If you're not continually buying additional food with whatever capability you have. One more can of chunky soup. One more can Progresso soup. Another can of mixed vegetable. Another can of corn. A jar of peanut butter. A can of tuna. A can of pink Alaskan salmon. Spam, whatever it might be, roast beef or corned beef hash, Chef Boyardee lasagna with meat, you know. But I like the chunky soups because you got meat, potatoes, and vegetables, and you got all the water in there ready to cook, ready to heat it up. And you got a ration, you got a complete ration. No, it is not half-cap, decap, lottie, best, bup, 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 pure, double, up, cook, 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 cook. No, it's not. It's not fresh to the farm table and all done and up and the organic and this and that and the other. But it will keep you alive and keep you in the fight. And the fight to come is against evil, you see. And we got to hold this place. We got to hold this planet. Until our Lord Jesus comes back. And when he comes back, he's coming with a sword in his mouth and with his mighty archangels. And I would bet he's coming with a few of the old, good old boys like Greg Evenson, too. I couldn't see Greg not making the jump. And his dear wife, Liz, up there, if you give her a call or write her a letter, that'd be great. She'd love to hear from you. She's doing pretty doggone good up in the Upper up there in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. But remember Liz and pray for her. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there that need prayer. You got about 17, 18 million people out of work. Do you see the these lines at the food pantries? 6,000 cars in the food pantry. A line or queue at the in San Antonio. Seen several of them in Florida. I've seen them in other places around the country. And now you got Smithfield up in South Dakota going out of business. All right, or you know, closing a plant. And Smithfield, you see, is owned by the Red Chinese. allegedly, let's just say allegedly, because who knows what the corporate structure is. But allegedly was bought by the Red Chinese, even though they got plants in America and what have you. But they also control us, as far as I know. Lady J did some research on this a couple years ago, if you recall. We brought it out on air that they own about 11 or 12 different brands of the pork under different names. And you remember then we had the little baby piglet disease about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that all the little baby pigs were dying, right? So then that was putting pressure on the supply back then. And then if you recall back then, we also had, remember when I was talking to you about the herd of cattle was at the same level, the herd of cattle back 2 years ago was at the same level that it was in about 1952 when the population of the United States was only about 140 or 50 million, about 140 million then. Not 350 million. So then we went through last year, which was the year of all the floods and all of the destruction of all of the crops and all of the herds of cattle, chickens, the herds of flocks of chickens and the herds of pigs, you see. All of those that were destroyed and the hundreds of thousands of hogs and cattle and things in Nebraska and Missouri and Iowa and various and Kansas, various places. And then we've had more since, okay, and all of the things with the COVID now, and then the fact is that people are getting sick out there in some of these packing houses, you see. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it, particularly in the sense that they're owned by the Chinese, some of them. But you also got, I suppose, a Tesla pork in I believe, in Iowa. They've also closed down, which I think is a pork facility. Normally it'd be a chicken facility, or not Tesla, but Tyson Foods. So all of these things shutting down tells me that you're going to have food problems. They're pouring milk into the gutters, you know, in all the dairy regions, New York, all various places, just dumping it, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons, millions of gallons of milk going down the drain. No cottage cheese, no cream, no, you know, no butter, none enough. You see what I'm saying? It's like off or not. And the farmers aren't getting paid. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to address something right now. President Trump, when he has these people before him and he asks them, how is this thing doing? Like right now, I know that these small business people are not even able to get a loan placed because most of the time their bank doesn't even have the application for these new loans yet. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. I've seen about five or six or seven stories in the last 2 days on television and various channels of all the people who tried to apply and they can't get it. And then also a lot of the states, nobody's able to get the unemployment yet. And a lot of it's been weeks. So what I'm telling you is this thing is still on the going under phase. You're still going down for another time underneath the water, brother. And I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, though, and you've got to hold on, but you've got to continue to prepare. Now, I will say this, too, is that we're at a juncture here that, this is a real good little article sent to me by the good old Maine Maniacs. And how do you guys out there, and God bless you for all you do. And they sent me an article, and it's about from Strange Sounds, dated April the 10th. And this is from the sheriff, Maine's Franklin County Sheriff, Scott Nichols, has a strong message for the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, who issued a stay-at-home order with threats of police punishment not followed. Sheriff Nichols issued a statement on the Franklin County Facebook page saying in no uncertain terms he will not follow the unconstitutional order. Now, there's a good sheriff right there. We will not be setting up a police state, period, he wrote. The sheriff's office will not purposefully go out and stop vehicles because they are on the road or stop and ask why people are out and about. To do so puts our officers at risk. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, where you're asked to show your papers. Sheriff's announcement comes as a welcome sign to Americans who have been arrested for insane things like praying outside or surfing or trying to drive to work. Someone has to stand up to the unconstitutional directives that are being handed down daily by government officials. And, well, yeah, I like that scumbag mayor in Greenfield, Mississippi, where they went and arrested the people who were in their cars listening to a loudspeaker broadcast of church. And they fined the car, each car, $500. All right? Someone has to stand up to the unconstitutional directives that are being handed down by daily government officials, and it will fall on the sheriffs to uphold what they know to be their legal and lawful duties, none of which involve trampling the rights of citizens. Franklin County Sheriff says we will not be setting up a police state, period. Please use common sense during this executive order. We are more interested in the safety and well-being of the public, as well as our officers at the time. So he's not going to have it. He says, we are sworn to uphold the Constitution and laws of the state for any unlawful act or situation. Arrestees will be taken into custody and transported for fingerprint and bail. All right. Meanwhile, at a press conference, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said, our Constitution ensures the citizens' rights are protected. I took an oath to uphold these constitutions. The people themselves are primarily responsible for their safety. They are the ones that are entrusted with expansive freedoms. They're free to exercise their right to work, to worship, to play, or to even stay home or conduct social distancing. Since the middle of February, I've been very clear that people need to take personal responsibility for their health and well-being of their families. And then the article here says, wow, what a novel thought. People need to take personal responsibility for the health and well-being of their families. And I'll tell you what, this is more of what we need. And you can just take that article at strangesounds.org. Strangesounds.org, you can just... you can click on that and, you know, copy it and send that link to President Trump. You can send that link to your governor, to your mayor, to your public health officer. You can send a message nice without being mean. You can forward these articles like this. And you can say something like this. Let's uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I'm going to tell you, do not try to jam us. You know, when it is not legal, not constitutional, for me to not be able to work or to be forced to stay in my home, that is not America. Stop it. Quit it. Open this back up. Now, I saw also little Fauci Roy, you know, when he says, when we decide to let you out of your deal, well, no, it's not going to be you, Fauci Roy. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you don't decide, if President Trump doesn't decide, then pretty soon the American people will decide, all right? And I'm going to tell you what, don't stand in their way. It's like I would tell the fools that try to block me, don't fool with a man who's working for Lord Jesus, you know? I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And to hear President Trump today to give a prayer right out of his office in the Oval Office, and to have a bishop there to also pray to of the church, incredible. Fantastic. It's just you know, it's the way that this country was founded. Not founded on the Bill Gates and the abort the babies, Planned Parenthood, Nazi bullcrap, eugenics stuff that's from the Rockefeller clan and the Bush clan, invented with the scientists the eugenics. The Fauci Roys of their day, you know, who used to take black women in the South. I read a catch this in Winston-Salem. And then they would just abort it. They would just do hysterectomies on them. All right? Tell them they were touched. They'd give them a little test. They'd say, well, spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or something. You know, some big word. Or they would say, can you hit the, like to get the rate on your car in the old days? Can you throw the dot and get your rate over there on the dartboard? That's what you're going to pay for your car interest. All that old kind of stuff. Just stupid and ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you, they were trying to get rid of the people that they thought were inferiors defectives. And I'm going to tell you what. Now, these days, we used to have a fine country that people had higher IQs and that we had much better public health and we were in better physical shape. And cancer and heart disease were not the big problems that they are today. And all of the other autoimmunes and all of the other stuff. And then today, now we got the average IQ in our high school is about 95, okay? It's at a point to where it's below what is in a range where people were saying they're a little bit, on the slow side, you know? And that seems to be the IQ of the day. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And I would tell you, I was just thinking about what I talked about last night and how it was and how stupid and everything that it is that this stuff is not taught. What Dr. Leonard Horowitz wrote his book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses. And I was reminded by my main maniac friends that it was allegedly, Dr. Gallo with Litton Industries, allegedly, that helped to create the virus. But I do know that they used in Africa a certain monkey station where they kept monkeys down there in Africa. Litton did, or somebody of that type, allegedly. And that group of monkeys, some of which were brought back from there and brought up into the United States, and then at Tulane you had another group down there. And the problem is they use a lot of the same monkeys for different experiments, rhesus monkeys and things like that, and chimps in some cases. And they cross-pollinated them with all these other different bugs and germs and crap in the bioweapons lab stuff. And Ebola came out of Africa, you see. But then it didn't have to be allegedly in Australia, allegedly by Macquarie. They didn't have to take mousepox and mix it with Ebola and have a 99-98% kill ratio bioweapon called a mousepox, okay, or called an Ebola and pox combined, you see, an Ebola pox, which is like a smallpox but a mouse version of a smallpox mixed with an Ebola, and they got that up to about 98-99% kill ratio. Or the fact that they also design stuff that hits people genetically. They can aim it at certain genetics, all right? So certain characteristics of a Arabic or Asian, you know, Chinese, or at different types of genetic structure, they can aim these bioweapons at them. And, you know, we've talked about all the possible ways, and how I know it's late in the game is that they actually decided to go the bioweapon direction because it's the most scary, you see. And it has subjugated this country and a lot of other countries now under the fear of it. Yet at the same time, they got it to where everybody could catch it. And then you got a 15% kill ratio on people in the problem zone, the over 60, and with other cofactors, you know, heart disease, diabetes, asthma, a number of different things that you could have that would give an additional problem after catching the coronavirus. When you get in there and you've got the ACE, you know, receptors, and I've targeted that. But then also, they keep talking about this immunity and all this stuff. There's these antibodies. And like up there in the Alleghenies, in New York, Pennsylvania, up in that area, they want the herd immunity to take place. You don't get any more PPEs, you know, no more masks, no more gowns, no more face shield for you. You didn't hardly have any to start with, but we're not going to give you any. And, and you don't need to be taking any of those hydroxychloroquine. Oh, no, no, no. We only give those to the people that are on their deathbeds in New York City so we can try to prove this stuff doesn't work. Because little Lord Fauci, right, and other people got big contracts ready, big stars in their eyes with vaccines that really, according to some people already in the vaccine hunt, like I believe Dr. Ho says, out of Baylor Medical, I think I heard him say it's really probably going to be more like a 5-year period to get a vaccine. Not the, you know, 12 months to 18 months. And it is going to want to take the thing, knowing that it might be the New World Order next stroke of the pen that puts it to death, you see. Oh, they say, oh, no, the vaccine is causing all kinds of different side effects here, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, no, no. Remember what old brother Quayle used to say? God bless D. Quayle. Been on the air so many years, he brought me onto the air after the Lord told him that he might try me out. And I'm still here 16 years later, going on 16. Sweet 16, we'll say it, on Good Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, the wild weasel is running, and that is the devil's animal. That is the chaos and the death that Lucifer wants to sell you and to stone you and kill you and try to take your soul from you. That is what's going on, you see. Old Lucifer is behind in his game, and his minions are hard-pressed to put it into power. I'll tell you what, old Bill Gates, Heinz Kissinger, all these people, the Rothschilds, Turner in Texas, the Red Queenie, you know, Queen of England, all right. All of the Dutch royals, all of those people that are at the Bilderberger, the chicken burgers, I call them. Those people right there are the representatives of the Luciferian doctrine on this planet. And they're all dancing and prancing to try to get the favor and to get the keys to the kingdom of Lucy, you know. They want Lucy to come on now, you know. Possess the Antichrist body, and who's that going to be this time? We're not real sure. Could be old Joker Ted. It could be Boutros Ghali. Heck, the way Heinz Kissinger looked, guess there's got to be 100 or something. And the guy looks younger than he did when he was 75 now. The picture I saw of him the other day. Life extension technologies. Oh, boy. And I'll tell you what. You're going to need that food. You're going to need that food. United Food and Commercial Workers Union announced the second pork plant worker has died at age 60. Of 6,000 workers in a plant, 42 have tested positive. So I'm going to tell you what. I also still think that a lot of this PP&E is going to the military. Because I still hear from individual hospitals and people involved in the system that they cannot get it, and now they're going to the machines that will be able to purify or to sanitize the N95 masks. And I'm going to tell you what, I know somebody that ordered N100s, and this was about 2-3 weeks ago. They ordered them, and they got them in a week ago. They paid $20 a mask. They ordered them through a national hardware chain, and they came in about 15 days. And then they, you know, you can't get a Purell hand sanitizer, right? Well, I know somebody that ordered a case of Purell through one of the stores of a national hardware store chain, and it took about 7 to 10 days, and that just arrived, okay? So I'm telling you, this stuff is available out there. And you should still try to get you N95s or N100s. You can still order some of those. All right, then try and get them. And if I don't care if it's which county, you know, the public health officer in Riverside County in California, or if it's somebody in Altus, Oklahoma, sheriff's gonna, or the police gonna arrest you there if you got an N95 on. Don't make any difference if you're a drywall hanger or a painter and you bought one back in last December or October or something, you had a bunch of them, and you're wearing them now to protect yourself or your family. Oh, they're gonna arrest you, try to grind you. And I got a message out there for all the police and the deputies that are of the ilk that want to grind the people. And are they tied right up to where they're going to get the cut? Or they're going to give it and put it into the county fund? Because they can't do, nobody's out driving and speeding and hot riding anymore. There's, you know, very few of the lights, you know, taillights out and defective equipment and all of the, you know, drunk driving charges and all the stuff that used to be out there that people are not doing. The counties and the cities are dependent upon the revenue, and that's why they're going to try to, like in Greenville, Mississippi, charge somebody $500 with their family in their own personal car in the church parking lot with the window rolled down a little bit on each side just to hear the loudspeaker of the preacher up in the church giving a sermon prior to Easter. Every single one of you, sue them all, man. You get you a doggone, you know, Oxford, Mississippi, law school, whatever. You get you some kind of legal eagle in the town that wants some work, and you just give them and let them roll and file suits on every single one of those city administrators that put that in vogue. If you got a deal, you take it to the limit. You got a right to earn a living. You got a right to assemble. You got a right to freedom of speech. You got a right to practice your religion. You got a right to bear arms, okay? And the reason you had the right to bear arms was to protect your petition for redress agreements, your freedom of assembly, all of these things. And little Lord Fauntleroy is not the God of the world. President Trump is the president. Although, you know, we're still looking at this thing with no presidential seal. I mention that again because there's a lot of stuff out there. At the very first, I thought, you know, I don't think that necessarily, and I'll give you some information that I haven't put out, but I found out prior to a lot of this going on, these press conferences, but they gave most of the White House press corps, like DHS or somebody, gave them a top secret clearance, okay? Gave them, you know, a top secret clearance, a basic clearance to where they could get into certain facilities, all right? They gave them a little bit, like what you might say, a little slot in a bunker somewhere. You see, your ability to get in somewhere out of the cold, all right? So then I got to thinking, you know, they moved a lot of this stuff over to the FEMA HQ, didn't they? And FEMA used to be the sole continuity of government entity that ran the show, but then that changed somewhat with Obama's era, when basically they put NORTHCOM through the Pentagon in charge of continuity government. And they had the Council of Governors executive order that Obama did that I've read to you many times. It was, what, January 2010, wasn't it? I've read it. Let me see. I got it right here. The executive order. Obama effectively creates structure for military governors for martial law. That was January the 11th, 2010. Establishment of the Council of Governors. So now we got the governors calling the shots now. But now there's only supposed to be, under Obama's council, 10 governors. So they've sort of relaxed that a little bit, but they're leaving it up to the governors. And then President Trump is astute in that sense, that he's not declaring it himself, because they would then say, see, we told you he was a Nazi. See, he's going to do all of this. But meanwhile, today, Fauci Roy, little Lord Fauci Roy, I found out on his little thing, he bragged about how he's been calling. He was on a call with all of the governors of where? Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, all the states that haven't knuckled under and done the full Monty on the lockdown, the behind enemy lines lockdown bullcrap. And he's been lobbying them, and he's all assured by them they're doing all the things they can do. What he's doing an end run to try to preempt President Trump's pass that he's going to try to pass down the road to hit his, you know, wide receiver or tight end to open up those places where they don't have any cases. I remember when we went under lockdown in Kansas here, but just the counties associated with the metro area of the FEMA HQ Region 7, Region 7 HQ, Kansas City, Missouri, the core four, they call it, counties, right? Well, the state of Kansas at that point only had about total number of cases of COVID-19 that they had known of was only about 72 or 52, and in Missouri, 72. Well, I mean, you had 72 people with the swine flu or any kind of thing out of a state. Well, Kansas might have, what, 2.5 million, 2.5 to 3 million. Missouri's got maybe, what, 5 million, something like that. It was 5 to 6 million. It's not New York City. It's not L.A. And it's different. Much different. And the states, once you get outside of St. Louis or Kansas City, or once you get outside of Wichita or the Kansas City Metro, then you really don't have large metro areas. You got a lot of rural area. Now, with the exception of California, Colorado, or places that have the big ski lodges like Jackson Hole or Sun Valley up in Idaho, that kind of stuff, or the various, you know, Big Bear and the various ski resorts in California, where very wealthy people, many of whom have been to Italy recently or to France or have been skiing all over the world or came back from a business trip to China or what have you. Or they were on the Costa Brava in Spain, or you know what I'm saying, on the Paseo or whatever. I overheard, we were at a restaurant prior to all the lockdown stuff, and we just went to get a little, you know, seafood at a nice restaurant before the stuff all got locked down. Went to get some oysters on the half shell, which they had them on sale for $1 a piece. Blue points. But be that as it may, we overheard somebody down at the other section of the bar in the restaurant there, the oyster bar, this wealthy woman say to her girlfriends on the ladies' night out, oh, well, I just got back from Colorado, from Vail or wherever, and I think I have been exposed out there to one of these coronavirus people. And I thought to myself, oh, boy, here it goes. Well, luckily, they were down the bar about 20 feet, so we exited out the other way right after that and got out of there. And there are problems with this disease. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. And it has been used as a bioweapon to try to subjugate this country and a lot of others. But this dream of the vaccine and all this stuff is not going to be there. Hydroxychloroquine, I was told about by my friends, the missionaries from France, via Pennsylvania, via France, to Indochine, okay? The good people that you have helped to get some money to bring Bibles to the tribes in the mountains in a couple of different countries in Indochina, okay? The old French Indochine. And while I'm at it, let me just give that, because I'll tell you what, they can still get money to the natives via the different wires and stuff, and they can order them themselves. But if you want to help them, Dave and Debbie Neutemaker, that's N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Maker, Neutemaker, you can send a check or a little bit of cash or whatever you want to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's M-Y-E-R-S, Town, Pennsylvania, 17067. And you put on there money for Bibles. Dave and Debbie, money for Bibles, and that will get to them. And then they're sending additional money to their trusted translator in Indochina. You know, it could be you know, you just look up what it used to be, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, et cetera, blah, 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 you know. A little bit of the Shan states of China, maybe, and a little bit of Thailand and all of that. And to the mountain people, and you know what the French call them, and anybody who was a Green Beret knows who they were, the mountain people, but they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. Just as I am tonight myself. I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. One more time. Repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that and you're sincere, he's going to start to wash your sins away. He's going to clean you up, wash you with the way of the sins with his blood that he shed. As the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven, to give you the best possible thing and to give you everlasting life in heaven if you were to lose your body on this planet in what is to come. What a marvelous deal. What a best thing. And I'm going to tell you what, are you sitting out there and you think you backslid too far or that you never did slide at all? And that you've done too much bad. You're evil and you think you're bad. Well, give Jesus a try. Because this is the time that he showed that he can stand up against all of it and come through in the resurrection and the victory. And in so doing, it to fulfill the fact that he can use his blood to wash your sins clean. I'll tell you what, I don't know the better opportunity than right now to be doing that. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Dave and Debbie Dunemaker, I gave you their address there. One more time, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. This is to provide Bibles and songbooks in the language of the particular mountain tribes and things in that area. And they'll get them all printed up. And they are there, and they're in an area where they've got a lot of the coronavirus there from all the people that came across the border from China. But these people are on fire for the Lord, and they have true believers. And they'll make one Bible go a long way and teach a whole lot of people out of that. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And that you put in there on the note or put on the check or in a note that you should include with it or a $5 bill or whatever it might be, you know, that you're sending. Send it to Bibles for Indochina. Bibles for Indochina, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. Nunemaker. And that will get to the right source, and they will send it to the proper place to get it going. I don't know if I'm on or the computer's got off, but I would just say it this. That Smithfield Foods Pork Plant, thank you to our good friend, the survivor of cancer down there in Florida, the tough grandma who fought the crackhead, methamphetamine head, or jumped in her car, tried to grab her purse when she fought him and said, "Oh no, this is my purse, Lord Jesus, help me now." And then immediately, you know, three men came to her help. One, a white former prison guard, that grabbed the guy out of there, body slammed him to the ground. Then a black man and a Hispanic man all came over and sat down and held him down till the cops came. So Lord Jesus sent something to her, and now she has come through the fire, and she's doing better. And she's talking about how Sioux Falls, there's 190 new cases, and most of them work at the Smithfield Foods Pork Plant, South Dakota. But the rest of South Dakota, probably not any problem at all. And then North Dakota, you know, like they say in North Dakota, 40 below zero keeps out the riprap. Keeps out the riprap. This is, by golly, I'm hearing for a lot of people tonight when we start talking about Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. This is from the old river pirate. He says, "All shall bow before Jesus." And oh, my, he's giving me something. I guess the volcano Krakatoa right now is starting to blow its top. I can't confirm that, but this is a good source from the old river pirate. I guess the volcano Krakatoa is starting to blow its top, starting to go off. That is not a good sign, ladies and gentlemen. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places, and I would include the volcanoes. And for all of you in Cascadia, in the United States, for everybody in the New Madrid Fault area, and all the different earthquake faults, California, all the different faults there, and into Nevada, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, and may he place you in the proper place that you will have sanctuary. But I'm going to tell you what, now is not the time to slow down. The time is to go on out. Think about having 3 years to go, maybe, or 3.5 years to go in a great tribulation. And think about that, and think about how much food you might need for that. And if you only got enough for another $2 or $3 can of chunky soup, then buy one more can is that's a ration for one person for a day. If you had a little bit of bread or a little bit of greens or a little bit of garden greens or vegetable. If you haven't got a hold of any seeds, try and get a hold of some quick, because the seeds are going quick, and there's a lot of places that you can't even find them because they're starting to sell out. And if you do find a whole group of them, buy the whole set of them with as much as you can, because you can always keep them and keep them in a nice, cool, dry place. And they will work the next year or the year after that in most cases. You think about all the seeds they've got saved in Svalbard up in the ice. Well, who's got those saved? Those are all saved for the Illuminati, the high-level people, after the common people died off. They come out of all their bunkers and they'll replant, you see. When they have their Georgia Guidestones, population of planet Earth, no more than 500 million. In harmony and perpetuity with the Lucifer and the Lightbringers. It's the Agenda 21 stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. You like to keep old Hawkham here, and I hope you do. Anything is most welcome and most needed, believe me, this time. We sent to Hawk. Federal Reserve notes and medals are the easiest and best. A check or money order, okay. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. Go up there if you want to find out about Cascadia, then click on the banner Cascadia and get the Vimeo to see what could happen here very shortly. And all of that would entail. And the possibility that the upheavals and the volcanoes from, you know, Vancouver on down to San Diego, you could see the whole West Coast get turned topsy-turvy. You matter of fault, it blows with a big blow. And the last time it did, they heard it and felt it in Boston. And that's a long way away from, you know, South, you know, Cape Girardeau. In New Madrid, Missouri. With the boot heel down there, Sykeston, et cetera. And if that blows on the Mississippi River, blows all the bridges, then opens that whole thing up, then what you're eventually going to see is from the Gulf of Mexico on up to the Great Lakes, you'll see a great inland lake or sea. And the Mississippi River is liable to be, you know, 100 miles wide or 50 miles wide and no bridges. The U.S. Navy had a future map. Other future maps have shown that there's an inland sea almost from the Great Lakes on down, and something might happen to the Great Lakes. Let's say they popped a few nuclear devices up there and let the Great Lakes drain on down into the Gulf. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this time period right now, just incredible. You need to be filtering your water, maybe getting ready to start to use the different things. And then you've got mesosilver, which used the initial outbreak of SARS by the Red Chinese. They ordered from Frank Keyes at mesosilver, purest colloids. Go to stevequayle.com, click through on mesosilver. You get in touch with them, you tell them old Hawk sent you. You can also call Steve Quayle's office, and you can still get any of the items, Steve's books. You can buy gold or silver, and Steve has got it, and he can get it to you. It's not at spot prices like you'd see it normally, and the premiums are much higher, but it is still available. Get it while you can. Get it while you can. Call them at 406-586 or 840. 406-586 or 840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Somebody was told, the River Pirate was told this morning, the Lord told me that before this day is over, the world will know that I am the Lord thy God. Now this on his holy day. Well, I'll tell you what, we may in fact do it. If Krakatoa is starting to blow, then for those of you who recall, our dear sister who wrote all the pieces about Krakatoa, and baby Krakatoa. Quite revealing back in that day. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will avail yourself, if you have not already, and repent of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. I don't necessarily think that FEMA and all the military are doing all of the things that President Trump thinks they're doing. I think when they hear all these things, they go through their whole nine yards. It's sort of like a few years ago when the FBI would say, yeah, the FBI, we've got 437 people in the initial task force, 10,000 more agents tracking leads over 16 different counties and 16 different worlds, and, you know, and we've got DIP5 doing this and torturing people to find out the information and all the kind of stuff. It's all bureaucratic bull crap and bull hockey. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You stick with Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus is the true CIC, and he is risen. And he's going to come back with his archangels and a sword in his mouth and lay to waste this old devil, this old Lucy and his crew of evil and fallen angels. Mighty men and women of honor, use your hot technology to strike blows against the Luciferians tonight. Find them in their lair. Zap them with the particle beam. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey and General McCormick, are out in the bush tonight, I believe.